This is Sean with Voices of Rocky Ripple. I'm speaking with Bill Thompson. Bill, how are you doing this evening?
I'm good.
All right. So, what year were you born and what city was it?
I was born in 1951, and I was born in Bidwell, Ohio.
Bidwell, Ohio?
Yes.
Where's that kind of? What's a big city that's next to? Or where's it located?
Well, the biggest city next to, close to it, is Gallipolis, Ohio.
Okay, so what brought you to Indianapolis, and how did you find out about Rocky Ripple?
Well, my parents found the house through a friend when I was about 15 years old, and they rented it from him until at a later date than they actually started buying the home.
Gotcha. So you basically grew up living in Rocky Ripple from 14 years on?
Yeah, it was since I was about 14, 15 years old.
Okay. So what's been some of the bigger changes you've seen, and what's some good memories that just kind of stand out?
Well, in Rocky Ripple, there's hardly anything that's changed, except the people. But most of them have been there quite a long time. You know, of course, you know that. But one thing is, you know, the hill that you could slide down over Butler. You know, that was quite an attraction for.
So when Holt Park was developed, or you know, maybe some other kind of key moments. What are some of those that kind of stand out, and what are what do you think about, like, the additions? Like when the water came in and Holt Park and some of the other specific stuff.
Yeah, well, you know, like I said, there's not too much that has changed, actually, in Rocky Ripple. You know, just people remodeling and stuff like that. But because the people that live there, they normally just stay. And, you know, for quite a few years. I was there 33 years. In the last house I lived in, I'm 70 now.
Right.
And, you know, I had moved away and then got married, and then I moved back and bought a home there. And it's just, like I said, not too much of this has changed in Rocky Ripple.
How would you kind of describe the personality of the people?
They're good people. The good, honest people, and they don't like to be told what to do. and of course, I'm one of them too. But they just want to be left alone and live their life. But they're good, honest people, good neighbors.
So, who were some of your favorite neighbors?
What was that?
Who were some of your favorite neighbors?
Immediately next door to me was Al Mastin. He was a good neighbor for a lot of years, and still is. He still is a good friend of mine. And I watched his kids grow up, and I've watched a lot of kids grow up there in Rocky Ripple. And Billy Reed was a real good friend of mine. Brett Hackman, he's a real good friend of mine. And there was quite a few. Jay Franklin, he used to live there. He moved, and then later on he passed away. But he was there quite a few years. And a good friend of mine. And these people I'm talking about, these are the ones that I knew when I was a teenager also. And, you know, we rode the bus to school together, and that's how we started knowing each other so much. We didn't go to the same school or in the same grade because I was a little older than most of them. But yeah, that's how we basically got meet and became friends. It was because of the riding the same bus and going to school, and of course, you know, being in the neighborhood.
So when when Holt Park was built, you were still living there, correct?
Still living there when?
When Holt Park was built, when that was Brent created. So how do you think the community has been able to, you know, utilize it, and what are some of the things you remember about, you know, activities with your neighbors in the park?
Oh, I liked the park. It was a great centerpiece for the community. You know, centrally located, and you know, everybody could just walk there and have a good time. I love the festivals. It was great that we had there, and you know, all the stuff it had available. You know, the shelter and picnic areas and things like that. Yeah, it was just great. When I first moved in there, there was a little house where the pines, white pines, I guess it's a youth thing or something. The white pines, anyway. That was a grocery store.
Wow.
And it was, actually, when I moved in, it was closing down at that time. So it was just kind of sold out what was left here and there. And, you know, it took about a month and it was gone.
So you were,
yeah, that was pretty interesting. I had a pop machine there outside. You can go get you some pop. And it was pretty interesting.
So are you still going back to the festivals, or are you kind of giving that part of it up? Or?
Well, I've probably going to give that part of it up because where I've moved to now, there's a festival here. And I don't know if it'll even interfere with the time frame, but I live about 20 miles south of 22 miles south of Rocky Ripple now.
Oh, gotcha. So you're a little far away. Well, is there any other things you want to share as far as some favorite memories about Rocky Ripple?
Well, it was like a it's been described before, but not only me, but I describe it this way too. Is it's like a little campground. That's just what it's like, and these people just enjoy each other and get together and have good times.
That's beautiful. All right. Well, listen. I thank you for your time, but stay on the line. And just stay on the line for a second, and then I'm going to close this out, okay?
Okay.